I stood last vigil for him myself, the barrister and Selmy said, as they looked down at the body in the back of the cart. He had no one else. A mother in the veil, I'm told. In the pale dawn light, the young knight looked as though he were sleeping. He had not been handsome, but death had smoothed his rough-hewn features, and the Silent Sisters had dressed him in his best velvet tunic, with a high collar, to cover the ruin the lance had made of his throat. Eddard Stark looked at his face, and wondered if it had been for his sake that the boy had died. Slain by a Lannister bannerman, before Ned could speak to him? Could that be mere happenstance? He supposed he would never know. Hugh was John Aaron's squire for 4 years, Selmy went on. The king knighted him before he rode north in John's memory. The lad wanted it desperately, yet I fear he was not ready. Ned had slept badly last night, and he felt tired beyond his years. None of us is ever ready, he said. For knighthood? For death. Gently, Ned covered the boy with his cloak, a blood-stained bit of blue, bordered in crescent moons. When his mother asked why her son was dead, he reflected bitterly, they would tell her they had fought to honour the king's hand, Eddard Stark.